touch a little bit on that. I know we got a line item later and accepting the city of Marshall's budget for the 2021 fiscal year. Give a little bit of a recap, answer any questions. Before I start, I'd like to thank Craig Thompson and Leon Thompson for all their help on the committee this year. It takes a lot of time and dedication. I'd also like to thank Melissa and David for all your all's hard work and the heavy lifting you guys do, for sure. So, we have a surplus this year of roughly $165,000, mainly around the sanitation park department. It's always our goal never to have a deficit budget, so we're happy about that. The capital outlays is roughly $174,000 and some change. Those include, but not limited to, new body cameras for the police department, 25 for each one of them. This is an effort to not only protect our police officers, but also our citizens and add transparency to what they do and their important task each and every day. We have a utility tractor with a belly mower, a brush grappler, and a bucket, and a pickup truck for the sanitation department. We're able to purchase a pickup truck for the inspection department. And we've also authorized some new inspection software to hopefully streamline the permit and ordinance enforcement process for Mike and his team. This budget does include a 3% increase for all salaries, all salaries for all employees. So we're happy about that for the second year in a row. Some of the long-term planning items that we have, we continue to set aside money for sidewalks throughout the town. This year, we've actually set aside a little bit more, from $75,000 this year versus $50,000 the last couple years. We'll continue that process on this Miami Street, then move on to Lincoln Street, and we'll continue to hopefully make Marshall a more walkable city as we move forward. One of the big items in the budget this year, and we're pretty excited about, is a new comprehensive street program. We're going to add about, the line item is going to be at $850,000 or more for the next 4 to 5 years. We'd like to see more mill and overlay. What I mean by that, if you've seen Eastwood, what's going around the square, Odell, it looks fantastic. They've done a great job. And versus the chip and seal, which is the red gravel and oil. While we know the chip and seal is certainly a necessary evil and it won't ever go fully away, since we have over 200 miles of streets in Marshall, we're hoping to add on the program we did this year and continue to do more mill and overlay on the major streets of Marshall. As a comparison of numbers, the $850,000 or more over the next 4 to 5 years compared to only $350,000 the last 3 years in that line item. So we're really trying to make an effort to improve our streets in Marshall, because we know that's important to the citizens of Marshall as well. One of the bigger items on the cost side of things is the insurance costs. We've struggled with this for the last few years. Insurance premiums continues to be a problem nationwide, not just for the city of Marshall. David and a group of employees created a health insurance committee comprised of people from each department, and they've worked over the last 12 months with the finance committee to come up with a plan, a long, sustainable plan for the city of Marshall. One major change to that is the number of employee family tier options with different costs for each tier. Previously, we only had two options, an employee only and a family option, meaning an employee with a spouse paid the same amount as an employee with, say, 7 kids, which would be an employee option. We feel it's only fair to have 4 different tiers versus 2. So the employee with a spouse does not pay the same amount as an employee with a family. The 4 tiers will be employee only, employee spouse, employee kids, and employee family, and each one of them will have a different dollar amount assigned to those. With this, there will be a little bit of a rate increase with this for some of these tiers. We've worked with the committee to phase in these price increases over the next 4 years, so we're trying to make it as easy as possible on all our employees. The good news is the insurance, which is a really rich plan, the co-pays, the deductible, the overall plan has not changed this year either. So I think we're happy about keeping the plan that we have. It's a great plan for all our employees. We're also going to keep the health insurance committee for another year. Now that we've got past the tiers and the costs associated and how we can gradually move in that direction over the next 4 years, we'd like to look at other options, cheaper options for the employees and the city. An example of that could be the health savings account. Health savings account is a great option for healthy employees that don't go to the doctor, rarely go to the doctor. Gives that employee another avenue for savings for their retirement, and it's a lower cost for both the employee and the city. So we're going to look at that over the next year. So our work's not completely done with this project, but we've started we're on to the right track, we feel. Overall, while we can't buy everything that every department head would like for every for all their expenditures, we feel like we're in a good space. We're excited about the street program and the sidewalks, and everyone obviously getting a 3% raise is important as well. With that being said, I'll open it up for any questions, and we have a line item a little bit later in the meeting as well. Craig, hang on, did I miss anything? Okay, I think that's all the time.
Have we got any insurance renewal numbers yet?
Sure, hopefully next week. I said by the end. He said mid to September, is past mid September. So.
Yeah. And I just wanted to add on Kirk's, with the four tiers, that's how we are invoiced, is through those four tiers. So it's only fair that we adopt that, in my mind, to get to where it's equally paid. And whatever option, if you're picking employee child, employee spouse, or employee family, that you pay a percentage of that particular tier. So. Thank you guys for doing that. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.